This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, and we are live, Ride and Run with Kyle May starts. Kyle, I got served a digital ad yesterday that made me laugh and made me think of you. I could, for a set price, hire a company to send me a box that splits in two that I could stand on with, like, this Play-Doh stuff with my feet, and then mail it back to them, and they would build custom insoles for me.
Yep. This type of stuff's been around for a little while. Trace your foot on a piece of paper, get your foot wet, and make an imprint type of thing. The foam casts. I remember whenever I was younger, I had my foot cast so I could get a custom orthotic and stuff down at the doctor's office. So,
yeah, but or I could just come see you guys. Or I could just drive over to Spin City and Fleet Feet and take care of it.
We got a new toy that will help with that, yeah. So we got a dynamic scanner. So in conjunction with the 3D scan that we've had for a while, that's been amazing, and people love it, and it gives you a lot of data, foot size and differences between right and left and instep heights and arch heights and all kinds of different stuff. Now we have a pressure plate that you can walk across, and it picks up after you walk across it a couple of times, it takes a sample of the bottom of your foot and can tell where the pressure is whenever you're walking, so we can do some things to help alleviate that. One of them being is a pair of personalized 3D printed insoles off of that scan. So you can get some custom or some personalized stuff done. We're not supposed to say custom because it's not medical stuff. So it's a personalized product that's 3D printed after you go do the scan. So it's pretty cool.
All right, you guys just had training this weekend on this. How blown away were you at what you're able to do?
I had been aware of it and paying attention to it for a while. It's a partnership between Superfeet, who we sell a lot of their insoles, and HP, the computer provider, and another company that makes the actual pressure plate. So they had been working on it for a while, and it had been in, I don't know, 5 or 6 Fleet Feet across the country is like a pilot thing, and then they released it to everybody late last year. And I'm always put things off, so we just got ours. So it's gonna be pretty cool. I think whenever we start using it every day on fit processes and stuff, it's gonna really open up our eyes on how much more it can do than just looking at the little green to orange to red dots on it right now. So I think it's going to be pretty cool.
All right, what else?
We're looking forward to it. So it's included in every fit process that we're doing now. So if you've had it done before, we'll do it again, and we'll do your 3D scan and do your 2D pressure mapping, and we can take a look at that and help pick out some shoes even better now.
All right. It's a very, very important part of the process that I think some people just skip over or ignore. But I'm telling you right now, you want an easier way to get in shape, to start running, to start walking, whatever it is you're going to do, start with this process because it matters. Tell me about the week-long spring sale, March 6th through the 13th.
We usually have like an open house this time of year and have a big party and a bunch of people in the store. But can't really do that right now. So we're spreading that out and going to do a week-long spring sale. So we have some winter clothing that we need to get out the door to make room for some spring stuff that we have on the way. So we're doing 40% off winter clothing, and then pretty much everything on the store is going to be on sale. And then what people really enjoy, we do free socks with shoes purchases over $100. And then we've had a lot of new shoes rolling in, so our sale rack is pretty full on shoes, so we're doing an extra $10 off those. And a few other select discounts on particular items, and we're gonna have a $5, $10 and $15 grab bin of stuff that on sale too. So yeah, it should be good. We're gonna spread it out a little bit, so hopefully give everybody time to come in and spread everybody out. And March 6th, this Saturday through next Saturday, we're closed on Sunday. Check out the website, it's ffdecatur.com, and it's right on the main page, and actually has pictures of the new pressure plate on the sale thing on our website too. So as we start getting more info about that out, you're going to see a lot of those photos of people walking barefoot across the thing. So
All right. Now, but finally, and I've only got like a minute left here, but this Italian shoe company that's been around since 1948, and I have no idea. I've never had a pair. I don't own a pair. I'm curious now, like, because that's like another Pandora's box of shoe buying for me. But tell me about this line. I'm not familiar with it at all. You've talked about it a couple of times, but you got the new shoes coming in soon, right?
Yeah, so Diadora. So any of your fans that are soccer fans out there, they've made cleats for soccer for years. They actually made cycling shoes back in the day, and I even think I have a pair whenever I got into cycling. Yeah, it's an Italian shoe company. So you looked it up even, huh? And they, you know, kind of the run shoes were okay, but they have taken some design cues from some Fleet Feet people and a few other really smart people, and they launched a run line a little over a year or so ago now. And just like a lot of Italian things, things are pretty loud, pretty really cool designs, really nice colors. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a really clean line. They have like three different models of shoes. I mean, it's not like Brooks where they make, you know, 20 different, 40 different shoes. Really clean, streamlined line. So we got two of their models of shoes coming in. They might be here today, so they'll be here by the time the sale kicks off. So decent price points on them. And, yeah, if you look at the colorways and stuff, they're really, really cool. So we're excited about that. Our old Brooks Tech guy is the sales guy for that company. So it's just kind of small world how that all works. We also got the virtual run to LSB coming up March 13th. And then we're starting yoga at the store. So check out the Facebook page and website for all that stuff.
All right, got to cut you off. Kyle May for Ride and Run.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.